This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Our cattle markets saw mostly positive trade today. We made the highs early in the session. We're not able to hold them. A little disappointed we didn't see more upside today than what we did. But the good thing is, when you look at the charts, we are putting in higher lows, and that's good technically. Box beef at midday, 89 cents higher on choice, $1.91 higher on selects, moved only 45 loads. We saw the carcasses come in at 925 pounds for steers. That's 4 pounds heavier and only 5 pounds away from the record. And the heifers made a new record up 7 pounds at 852 pounds. We're still waiting for cash cattle trade in our feed yards on the close today. December cattle, 87 cents higher. February, 72 higher. Jan feeders up $1.05. March feeders up 55 cents. December lean hogs, 7 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway.
Amplify!
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Tom, is there much happening across the grains?
There really is not, Leslie. Pretty quiet today with the early closing. Our export sales that usually come out on Thursdays came out this morning. Disappointingly low for the wheat and the soybeans, but strong for the corn, but it did not help our market any today, as we saw mostly lower trade and definitely lower closes today. I wish there was some fresh news to pass along, but news-wise, extremely quiet, so we're going to have to wait till Sunday evening. On the close today, December KC wheat, 7.25 lower. March KC wheat down 5.5. December Chicago wheat, 13.5 lower. December corn closed down 6.75. March corn down 5.5. January and March soybeans were each down 2.25. And March cotton, 65 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.